Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
And today we are joined by very special guest, Ruby Innes.
And I'm also Joel.
Whoa! Three perfect Joels, one piece of shit, puddle of piss, fuckheads.
It would be awesome to just leave right now.
Hey, guess
like,
what?
You know, I don't have to think this.
You know what? You can
and,
leave.
This is your first episode. Welcome.
Every episode of a podcast is someone's first podcast.
Yeah. They really hate that.
And if you want to leave, you can, because this episode only, this podcast only requires three people.
And why are they so mean to the poor Jackson?
Then they listen to a couple more episodes and they're like, oh. Yeah, it always reminds me of that tweet I tweeted once where I was like, shut up, where I was like, I just remembered at the Sans Pants Christmas party where I was voted least fuckable member of Sans Pants by the rest of Sans Pants. And I was like, what the hell? And then Zammit replied, it's because of the terrible things you say and do. And I was like, oh.
I didn't think that should count you out.
Huh? Oh, no, like, no, they said it to my face.
I really don't. I mean, like,
I was at literally the bottom.
Yeah. Which is confusing to me because, like, I don't think I have the heart to say who in Sans Pants Radio is the least fuckable. I don't feel that way about I wouldn't say conversation.
So, Ruby, what you've done here is you've put in a situation where it sounds like you want to put all of us last, which still leaves Jackson last.
Yeah, I still say at the bottom of the
barrel. No, because it's a hard thing where it's like,
if you don't wanna...
when you're in a situation where you both equally don't want to and want to, you know? Yeah. You're so beautifully neutral, right?
You.
But I would not, I wouldn't define that by someone's words, more like stench, perhaps. Yeah.
Okay. Jackson locks out again.
Once again, at the bottom.
And then it turns out that Jackson is the stinkiest.
Yeah,
I'm stinky.
I'm stinky. Yeah. What's today's question?
Well, today this podcast is the podcast where we ask the important questions, like which would be the worst fictional pet to train?
So I was thinking straight out the gate, Pluto, the dog man. And I know you're thinking, Pluto's not a dog man, he's a dog. But
raised by a rat.
He's raised by a rat and a duck. So it's actually no fucking rules. Huh? Yeah.
Isn't he raised by a dog?
No, what?
Who owns Pluto?
Mickey Mouse owns Pluto.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Michael Mouse.
Michael Mouse, Michael the rat owns Pluto. And possibly his wife, Minnie the rat. I don't know.
Together.
I don't know if they're married.
They split
surely
up.
They're married.
No, I think you're thinking of Kermit.
Did they get a divorce? Like Snuffleupagus' parents.
Snuffleupagus' parents are divorced. Mickey and Minnie Mouse, I don't think Disney would ever make a divorce.
You know who else is divorced? Knuckles the Echidna's parents.
That's true. There's a lot of divorce. Well, many children come from divorce.
Yeah, so statistically speaking, if you're married, it's going to end in divorce.
Well, like, at one point.
Or death. One way or the other.
Yeah. Well, at one point, it was the US was like, finally, no fault divorce. And then everyone was like, Thank God. I'm out of here, finally.
And then we have a lot of kids who are like, I come from a broken home. Yeah, and they're like, well, we got to have something relatable. Knuckles.
Because Knuckles is the coolest of the three. Yeah.
So you kind of want to give off the impression that like you can still be the coolest of your friends and have divorced parents.
Do you think any kids were like, to be more like Knuckles, I need to wish for my parents' divorce?
Of course.
That's what made Knuckles so cool. Yeah, He's a badass.
That's the only way to get in charge of the Chaos Emeralds.
I like to believe that Knuckles was the reason for his parents' divorce.
Yeah, normally they
say... Much like many children.
You know, babe, I love you, but I've been playing this new game.
I'm in love with Knuckles.
He's just so cool.
He's awesome. His fingers have spikes on him.
And you know how our kids are lame, one? I think I'm getting out of the way.
I'm getting married to my little CRT TV and leaving this family behind.
Yeah, I wish we had Knuckles kids, but instead we've got Tails kids.
Babe, I'm going to level with you. I have fucked my Mega Drive.
That's where Knuckles lives.
Yeah. I count that as cheating.
Yeah.
We're getting a divorce.
I went so deep inside that I could feel Knuckles sucking me off. Yeah. So.
Knuckles sucked me off through my Mega Drive.
It's actually a fault divorce.
Yeah. And I'm at fault.
It's my fault.
But it's awesome.
And I don't regret it.
I will say this again in court.
The judge looking down at the at the transcript of what's about to happen, just looking up at the two of them, looking down at the transcript.
And you said all this?
Oh yeah, I'll say it again.
Is this real?
Thumbs up. Absolutely. Yeah. Have you played Sonic 3 and Knuckles?
He's taken the Mega Drive in the divorce.
I don't want it.
Yeah. He's fucked.
It doesn't work. It's full of cum.
I'm like,
oh yeah. Knuckles is in there.
Yeah.
Big load.
I have a breeding fetish.
Yeah. I bred the Mega Drive. Yeah.
Okay, next question. Can a Mega Drive get pregnant?
Yeah, well, that's the fear. That's the fear. Because then you got a half brother who is half a Mega Drive.
Half human. That's so scary.
It's fucked up that he's half the Mega Drive and not half Knuckles. Because
half Mega Drive, half Knuckles. No, not even.
Something else happened in the Mega Drive. That's a separate baby. Anyway,
so, why is Pluto hard to train?
Well, okay, in this situation, I have to also be Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Because it's not Pluto. Well, no, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you know, I was gonna say Pluto's hard.
Pluto, no!
Pluto, stop! Pluto, stop! Oh.
No. Well, because that's what's scary about Pluto is that Pluto is ostensibly, by the rules of the Mickey Mouse universe, he's a guy. Right?
Is he?
He's a guy.
Walks like a dog.
What would the equivalent be in our universe? Is that like a nude guy crawling on all fours? And I'm like, this is my dog?
Well, why is he a guy?
Okay, I swear, I think it's in Perth. I think it's in Perth. There's somewhere in Australia, there's a guy who dresses up like a dog, like to a point where he kind of looks like a dog from a distance. Yeah. He like pisses on people.
Are you confusing this with the television show Wilfred?
No. It's real. There's a real guy somewhere in Australia who has like a whole suit that was specially made
for him
to look like a dog. And he goes out in public and acts like a dog.
That's dedication. That's really cool.
Like it's like, you know those like, what are they called? The leather dog suits.
Oh yeah. Pups, I think they're called.
Yeah, pups. It's kind of like that, except like I think he spent like thousands on this dog suit to look like an actual dog. And he's like pissed on people before. I think he got arrested.
Nothing motivates people to make money more than wanting to be a dog.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Just furries. Yeah, I feel like...
Do you reckon he goes to the vet?
Well, a regular doctor wouldn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah,
he's got dog problems.
Yeah.
But the vet would look at him and be like, that's one fucked up dog. There's only one solution.
Oh, the problem is he's too antsy. Let's mute him.
Like, what if you took him to a vet and the vet's like, so there's something wrong with your dog. It's got human insides.
Yeah. We're going to have to put him down.
If you flip this dog over, you see he's got a man's belly.
Yeah, there's human bones within your dog.
And a human dick.
If I went to a doctor with fleas, do you think he would send me to the vet?
No.
Okay, just check.
People do get fleas.
Yeah. People do get
fleas. There's a person called Flea.
Yeah.
And he's in a band.
I've got Flea. Yeah.
Just one.
My dog has Flea, the guy.
Flea's from Melbourne.
Whoa. Oh,
my dog, is where we're from.
That's true. Well, what I'm thinking about with Pluto is that in the world of Mickey Mouse, animals are people.
Yep.
Okay? Mm. And Pluto is an animal. But he's not a person, he's a dog.
Well, are there other animals in the Mickey universe that are also...
None that I know of.
That are also just animals?
None that I can bring to mind. There's a cow that's a person,
I
whatever
I've seen,
Goofy
like,
is.
Birds, like little birds flying before. Yeah.
Okay, there are little birds flying around. That's, maybe one. But otherwise...
Does Pluto have a girlfriend? That's also a dog? Am I making this up?
I don't know. I've never seen any other animal within the Mickey Mouse realm that behaves like an animal like Pluto. And possibly, it's unclear as to the sort of like ancestry of Goofy, the man. But is Goofy a dog? Because if Goofy's a dog, that's an extra level of fucked up. We need to find out what Goofy
is. Well,
what
is Goofy, and then what are the burglar guys? What are they?
They're called the Beagle Boys.
The Beagle Boys. Yeah.
So I guess
like
they're
beagle.
Dogs too.
Mm. So is it some dogs are for guys, some dogs are, well, for guys.
So then the equivalent would be if I owned a non-sentient human being.
Well, or would it, is it,
right?
So,
or you own that guy from birth.
Yeah. Goofy walk on two leg.
Yes.
Pluto walk on four leg.
But Pluto can walk on two leg when he holds up a sign to talk.
Is it?
Pluto has had two girlfriends.
That's nice.
Please
tell me they're both dogs.
Yes, both dogs.
Okay. Regular dogs.
One of them was a Dachshund, and one of them was a Pekingese. I think.
Do they look like dogs, or do they look like Pluto?
They look like dogs.
Does Pluto look less like a dog than the dogs he was dating?
Yeah.
See.
Well, the thing is like, Pluto looks like pretty close to Goofy.
Yeah.
Like they have similarities to a
they
point
both have
where it's
like that lump on their head.
Yeah, and like the ears. Yeah. They've got really similar ears.
Yeah.
It's weird because like with the girlfriend dogs, they just kind of like look like dogs. They look like the lady from Lady and the Tramp.
Okay. Can I offer a possibility as what's going on?
Goofy got shot with a ray that turned him into a guy.
No.
Divergent evolution?
Well, yeah, I was going to say maybe Pluto's
missing
like
link,
a chimpanzee and Goofy's like a human being.
That's
but in the world of Mickey Mouse, you can own a chimpanzee and treat it like a dog.
You can,
which you can
certain,
kind of already do in real life.
Yeah, yeah, but
certain
it's
parts
it's
of the world
frowned upon.
You can own a chimpanzee,
yeah,
and it might
true.
Take your face, and it's not great.
It's, yeah,
I disagree, and I think it's awesome.
Okay, yeah.
I wish everyone could own a chimpanzee.
So then, the reason
a president had a chimpanzee,
that's
I think
that's awesome. I'd vote for that president.
I talked to my housemates/wives about like potentially bringing a small monkey into the house.
Oh, that's good.
And they said, don't do that. And I said, okay. And that was the end of it.
Don't be like the worst friend, Ross.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Ross has ruined this for me.
Yeah, Ross ruins everything.
Man.
Ross has a monkey he doesn't even need.
Yeah
I need it. It was just the difference.
Yeah.
I need a little guy who like I can dress in matching outfits with me.
I think what scares me about having a little helper monkey is that episode of Malcolm in the Middle where the mum's friend, I forget the mum and the friend.
Lois's
friend from wherever she works gets a helper monkey, but it keeps poisoning him.
That guy?
Yeah.
That guy. He's always...
He's a slime ball.
He's always... Is he trying to fuck Lois?
Yeah,
he's
of
to
course
fuck Lois.
He is.
But he gets a helper monkey, and there's a scene where the helper monkey is just, like, tipping rat poison into his smoothie. And I was like, that will happen to me, so I'm never getting a helper monkey.
Especially because step one of you getting a helper monkey is teaching it to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And poison me.
Well, the thing is, I feel like with a little monkey, like no matter what you do, even if you treated it so nice, I feel like it would always hate you. Like no matter what, because like you took it away.
I took it. Hey, help a monkey, thanks for helping me. I took you from your family.
Remember the jungle? You ain't going back.
Yeah. You live in my garage now.
Hey,
you're smoking cigarettes.
Well, I mean, that shouldn't be too bad for you because you could be like, don't worry, help a monkey. I too lived in a garage for years.
It's good.
By choice.
Yeah, it was awesome living in the garage. I miss it.
What was your favorite part about living in a garage? A real thing that happened, just in case there are new listeners.
I don't know. I liked it. Was a window above my head and the sun came in the morning.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was pretty lovely.
Yeah. Was a car there too?
No car.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Get Redback Nest.
There was a lot of Redbacks.
Redbacks. Okay.
Just in case any listeners aren't familiar with Redbacks, they're a type of spider, and I think they're in the top 10.
They're like the worst
top three.
Yeah, top three most
top three.
Maybe top two.
Yeah.
Did I die? No.
So he's What's fine. The worst word? Thunderweb?
Thunderweb, yeah. Pretty bad. There are probably some of them in there, too. I mean,
No. They're from New South Wales.
Oh, that's true. They come out of the ground and run after you or whatever. Yeah,
and they got human legs.
Yeah.
And they're gone.
So Pluto, be careful.
They
so,
bite
okay.
you in the shoes.
So why is... So if Pluto is just a guy, wouldn't that be then easy to train? Because then you'd be like, hey, Pluto, I know you're putting it on because of your weird dog fetish or whatever.
Yeah, please stop can you shitting, stop on, shitting the on the floor.
Pick up after yourself.
Well, I guess it's...
Also, he can communicate with a sign, right?
Yeah, he can communicate with a sign.
How is that hard then?
Well, I guess what I'm concerned about is what's happening.
But he's been domesticated.
Emotionally, it's hard on me to be like, what has this person decided to do to themselves? Or I'm raising a chimpanzee equivalent, like a dog chimp to Pluto's dog man.
Yeah.
I mean, Goofy's dog
man.
Yeah,
but it can communicate. And it's better than if a chimpanzee can communicate because it's not just sign language, it's a sign, right?
Yeah, but a chimpanzee can communicate with sign language.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coco
that chimp
gorilla.
Wanted to fuck Robin Williams or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But Coco, I think. But
Coco the gorilla, yeah.
But it's different, right? So...
Well, Pluto is more alive than, more sapient than Coco the gorilla.
Well, yeah, because he's using English.
Yeah.
He's learned how to write.
Well, I guess that what's difficult about this is I don't want to be in this relationship.
Does he use grammar as
well?
Yeah,
he does.
Proper grammar?
He says he falls off a cliff and he holds up a sign that's like, oh, fuck.
He's quick. Fuck. Oh, no.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's difficult is that I don't want to have to raise a man.
Isn't that just having a baby?
No, it's having an adult man who's like, I'm your dog. I don't want that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, how is it hard?
It's hard on me. It's hard on my emotional
but
state.
You're the one that
you're Mickey Mouse and you were fine with it.
Yeah, you bought it, right? You went down
well,
to
I
the
pound.
Well,
I regret my purchase.
You went down to the... Okay, so, okay. In this world where animals are guys, you've gone down to the pound.
But not all animals are
but
guys.
But not all animals.
Some birds aren't.
Yeah.
So, some birds fly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, so and those two dogs that your dog wants to fuck.
That's true.
Dina that are and real Fifi.
Dogs. Whoa, great dog names.
So you've gone to a pound.
Yes. Yeah.
And at that point, you're like, I know this is fucked up, but I want that
one. I want that man dog.
Yeah.
I think the first issue was a rat going to the pound.
I think it's a rat shouldn't own a dog, you know?
Hi, I'm Mickey the Rat. I'd love to purchase this dog.
I mean, like, if I were out on the street and I saw, like, a rat sitting atop a dog and kind of riding it, like like a ratatouille-like thing, my first thought wouldn't be that's just, like, Mickey and Pluto. my first thought would be I don't want to get bit.
You know? I think I would be thinking that's got to be King of the Rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a well-trained dog and all rat.
Yeah. I think if I saw that, I would assume I have died and woken up in hell. Oh, damn.
And I think, but there's an extra layer as well, because I'm friends with Goofy, who is a dog, and then I own a dog.
Yeah.
It makes it awkward when Goofy comes around, you know? Although Goofy doesn't seem to mind, really, does he?
No. I'm just, I'm not.
He never brings up Pluto. Okay.
Which part
how is this hard?
I don't want to raise a dog, man.
How?
But it's a dog.
Yeah, but it's a man.
No,
it's a dog.
How is it hard?
It's hard on me psychologically.
Goofy is a dog, man.
Yeah.
Pluto is a dog.
If anything, Goofy would be the hard one to train.
Yeah. Well, well he's a man, so.
He's a man.
No, it would be easy
he's
to train.
He's a guy.
Goofy.
He's a father.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Yes, he is. I guess there's some weird things if you're like, well, I like my friend who is a bit of a dog.
Yeah.
So I'm going to own a dog, but that's not on. That's not on Pluto. That's on you.
The thing is, you started this argument by saying that you're Mickey Mouse. You're Michael Mouse, and Michael Mouse is okay with it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So here, if you're Mickle Mouse, what does that mean?
If I'm Mickey Mouse...
You don't ask that like it's a fucking question.
You posted it at the start.
You started this.
If I'm Mickey Mouse...
You're Mickey Mouse.
Then why doesn't anyone want to fuck me?
You started with, for this I have to be Mickey Mouse.
If I'm Mickey
Which
Mouse,
hasn't come into play yet, by the way. If anything, you've been like, I'm a guy and my dog's a guy.
So, how is that relevant?
Well, I just needed to live in the world of Mickey Mouse.
But now you're living in the real world, but you put yourself in Michael Mouse's shoes.
You were like, it's a chimpanzee.
Well, I was just sort of, that's like the real world equivalent.
Okay.
What's the what?
Owning a chimpanzee.
Oh, right. I think you said being Michelangelo Mouse is the real life equivalent.
All right, so yeah, okay. So how once again,
am I Mickey Mouse?
Is it? Do you need to be?
Well, I need to be Mickey Mouse to know Goofy. Because if I'm me in Mickey Mouse's world owning Pluto, that's a whole other issue.
Okay, what's the issue there then?
Because I'm a human being, possibly the only human being.
Uh-huh.
But I guess I could be like how Mickey Mouse is a rat man. I'd just be like an ape man.
You in the Disney world?
Yeah, me and Mickey Mouse's world.
I think you'd
world.
Just be a guy. Because,
are there
like,
guys?
Yeah, because there's like Disney movies where there's guys in them.
That's true. There is plenty of guys.
I guess in Mickey Mouse's House of Mouse, he hosts a nightclub that like guys come to.
Yeah, you'd just be a guy.
Is there any guy in Fantasia?
There's the devil.
There's a guy, probably. There's like a wizard, huh?
Yeah.
So
that's
guess...
Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got a hat. Yeah, I understand gonna... how it's confusing.
He's wearing clothes.
Yeah, he's like, is that a guy?
But,
oh, wait, it's a rat.
In the Mickey Mouse Club, there's Christina Aguilera. So that's kind of like
she's
real.
A guy.
She's real.
She's a guy.
As is, there's also Ryan Gosling.
I gotta seek them out and be like, we gotta get out of
Mickey
Mouse.
And he's
a guy.
He's probably met Michael Mouse.
Yeah. But I am Michael Mouse.
And so, as Michael Mouse, how do you feel about the fact that you actively adopted Pluto, the dog.
Well, I guess if I'm Mickey Mouse, it's not a problem.
Okay.
So it's not hard at all. Yeah, it's fine.
It's like normal.
Okay, pass.
It's normal.
So, in Kingdom Hearts, yeah, where Mickey does meet guys.
Okay.
Right, oh, the anime guys.
Sora.
Yeah,
but there's
Sora.
Guys.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's no one freaking out.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought that people would be scared.
I'm just wondering. When is it? If you're hairless, that
this is why
how
I,
is it hot?
I passed.
You gave up.
All right. So I think the hardest pet to raise,
yeah,
would be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm,
another rat.
Quick.
A bad attitude.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very quick.
Who's yeah, yeah.
He belonged to
me.
Well, according to the Sonic Bible,
yeah.
It was Dr. Eggman that was like a father to him.
Oh, okay.
But
a children pets?
Because the thing is Sonic the Hedgehog, him and his family were actually lived in the dumpster of a burger joint.
Nice.
And uh-huh, would live uh-huh off of burgers mm and stuff uh-huh from
good
the trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why he likes chili dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little trash rat. All right.
Trash
yeah
rat.
Good stuff, good
and
stuff.
Then I think okay he got adopted by Dr. Eggman at one point.
But in this situation, JD, you find him in the dump and you're like, this is my pet now?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet, a rat, I'll raise it.
I've always wanted to have a blue rat or whatever. Yeah.
But also, like, what I find really interesting is in Sonic Adventure 2 Battle,
mm-hmm, yeah,
Sonic hated the cops. And I would say that that version of Sonic would be the hardest rat to train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like in Sonic the Hedgehog the movie, he was fine with being friends with a cop.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would say that rat is very easy to train.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, that rat in yeah, yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. Because Sonic in Shadow the Hedgehog works for Gunn.
Yeah.
And Gunn are basically Sonic the Hedgehog cops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have bootlicking cop lover Sonic the Hedgehog?
Well,
or ACAB Sonic the Hedgehog?
I mean, bootlicker Sonic is basically James Marsden's pet.
Okay.
So I'm happy to just go with that Sonic.
All right. Okay.
Who is still really fucking hard to raise.
Yeah.
Because he's quick.
Let's talk about
he's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why is he, yeah, why is he hard to train if he's quick? Can we just, like, I don't know, put him in a cage?
Stop being quick.
Well, he can also do spin stuff. So, like, it's spin out of the cage.
Yeah.
It's spin dash out of the cage.
You can be like, okay, because you've, you know, got a cat or a dog. You're like, oh, do a little twirl. It does a little twirl.
No, it's not a little twirl. It's a spin dash.
The thing is, like, he's also sentient. So he's kind of like a child. So it would kind of be like putting a child in a cage.
And then also,
what is a crib?
A bed?
It's a jail for babies.
Nobody's talking about this.
What is a little playpen?
Yeah.
Is that not just baby jail?
Why Tommy Pickles always trying to break out,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah.
Ba-ba.
And he succeeds, actually. Yeah. Tommy Pickles, that was one ugly baby.
Yeah.
Why was he bald and his friends weren't?
Well, Chucky was a little older.
Yeah.
And Phil and
older?
Yeah. Chucky's way older. He's like a toddler.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, but he's just, he defers to Tommy Pickles.
Chucky's like almost like two and a half or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Angelica's like four.
Yeah. Tommy's a baby.
Yeah.
And then Phil and Lil are like
twins.
Tommy's age. Yeah.
Yeah.
And twins.
And
twins.
Then there's also Tommy's younger brother
Dill.
Who comes.
Dill
Pickle. Very good joke.
Yeah. They had that one up their sleeve until Rugrats the movie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This
is where Dill
was born. And they went into the jungle and Tommy like goes to like put like the baby food onto Dill and he's crying and it was really sad.
Yeah.
It was a sad
I remember thing. Seeing that as a child and getting very, very upset.
Did you see Rugrats in Paris?
I loved Rugrats
Chucky
in Paris.
Doesn't have a mom to dance with. That's
that made
so
me
sad.
So sad. I had that game. I had that as a game on Game Boy Advance.
I hope they got those kids back from Paris.
They were in Paris on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually my favorite Kanye West song, Rugrats in Paris.
They'll be back.
So, Sonic, because like he's got such a bad, like, think
yeah,
about
talk
all
me through
the,
this bad attitude.
Okay,
yeah.
Think about any time you've got you all want, the cum out of your Mega Drive.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put your Sonic. Put Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in, you turn it on, and he's just standing there waggling his finger
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. What did I do wrong?
Yeah, I'm playing your fucking game.
But doesn't he save the world several times over?
Yeah, but that's him by his own volition. That's not him being a good pet.
Yeah. Well, what do you want out of Sonic?
But like, it's like when a dog saves a child from drowning.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the dog was necessarily easy to raise. It just means it did the right thing. But then also there's that awesome story about the dog that saved the kid once.
That's right.
Yeah.
A dog saved a kid from a river or whatever. And then got a big tree and made a big deal of it, so it started pushing kids into the river to save them.
I saw that. What a king.
Yeah. That's so a smart dog.
That's a smart dog.
That would be an easy dog to raise.
Didn't you fall in a river
raise
as a
or
boy?
Train?
Whoa.
We were talking about this, raise or train.
That's true. I can't remember what I said at the start of the episode. Hey, listeners, look at the question.
You said train.
Oh, yeah. Sonic's hard to train.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He'll just be like, waggle his finger and run away.
He's a rebel.
He's a rebel.
That's a good reference for everyone out there. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, everyone. Hey, it's an 80s movie.
Doesn't he have, like, incentives, right? Chili dogs?
Yeah, that's
rings,
true.
Rings? Chaos Emeralds?
Yeah. If I give him the Chaos Emeralds and
helping
all of a sudden
friends?
His friends?
There's a lot of incentives. Dr. Eggman.
Yeah.
It's so funny that to train your rat, you need to collect the 7 Chaos Emeralds. It's like, imagine they were like, to train your dog, you're going to have to travel to every continent on Earth.
But I give him the Chaos Emeralds and he becomes supersonic and then
flies
he can...
away.
Yeah. You go to Proud's jeweler and you're like, I need to buy a bunch of gems to train my dog.
My rat loves emeralds. Sir, I'm going to ask you to leave.
No, I'll buy them.
You don't. I need to shove the emeralds into my rat and then the rat's going to go turn into a super rat.
Yeah, my rat at the moment.
At that point, he's calling the police.
I've got a man here that wants to kill a rat with gems.
That's not a police issue.
Yeah, that's not. So you mean like a
you problem?
Yeah, like an exterminator. Yeah. Rats are a problem.
Yeah.
So it was my pet rat.
It shouldn't be that expensive to train a rat, really.
Yeah.
You know, to buy so many emeralds.
So I'm trying to think. Like, when you say like, okay, it's hard to train him to do. What do you want to train?
What do you want Sonic to do?
Well, I know that he is sentient and basically like a boy.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, I would just like him to behave.
Okay, can you not just be like Sonic, behave?
No, because then he runs away.
Why?
Well, if you can run away and anytime someone's yelling at you, you're not running away.
Well, don't yell at Sonic.
Yeah, but also if he runs away, what's the problem?
Then I can't train him anymore. I lost my pet.
Yeah, but you're like, I want him to behave because he's causing an issue, right?
Yeah.
And then it removes itself from the situation. Well, he's no longer your problem.
Okay, Sonic pisses on the floor.
Okay.
I'm like, Sonic, don't piss on the... And then he runs away.
Yeah.
Like,
I think this is your fault.
How is this my fault?
I think if you'd raised Sonic with a modicum of kindness, he wouldn't be pissing
also,
on the floor.
Like, you could... I mean, like, that's what the animals do, right? They just piss on the floor. So, like, I think as if it's like
he's
a dog...
He's also spiky.
Yeah. Had to touch.
Okay.
Which doesn't have anything to do with train or anything. I think I just hate my pet now.
Yeah, but it's like with a dog, right? You know, you put like a bunch of newspaper around and you slowly like let it piss on the newspaper and then you take away the newspaper and slowly mimic it, that surface area, that square, small and small, so it's only pissing on like one thing, right? So that's the same thing. So it's like, that's how you train a dog and that you can't talk to it, whereas Sonic, you're like, hey, buddy, there's a toilet. Go on that.
You could just potty train Sonic.
You could,
which is weird.
It is. But it's like training a boy. Like, it's just
he's
a race.
He's like a boy.
Like a kid.
You gotta
just
put
just
a
like
diaper
a
on him, dude.
You could put
I think
a diaper
James
on him.
James Marsden says in Sonic Adventure, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, that, like, he's just a kid.
Yeah.
So you as a kid, you actually don't have to potty train.
Yeah.
He comes, if you get Sonic and then Sonic pisses on the floor, you've done something wrong.
On you. I think Sonic can use a toilet. Also, he loved chili dog.
Yeah.
That you can.
And I also saw a graphic once that said Sonic says always pee after sex, which tells me that Sonic not only does have sex, but pees after it.
He practices really good sexual hygiene.
I don't know if I want my pet fucking...
You know what, Sonic?
That's how puppies are made.
Well, I know, but like, I'm Newton and Sonic.
Puppies come from dog cum, and that's important for everyone to remember.
Don't forget.
When you're looking at your sweet little dog, that came out of a dog's dick.
You need to, you know, the Sonic wagging his finger and that, and then puppies come from dog cum underneath, I think. Yeah.
I just don't think, like...
Too fast.
he's just going to be a hassle.
Yeah.
Anytime I try and train him, or I'm like, okay, hey, let's go for a walk or something, uh-huh, he just fucks off. And
what
like,
do you want him to do? But what do you want Sonic to do?
Like, look at just like any general pet activity.
Okay, give me one.
Yeah. Sitting on the couch, sleeping on my belly while I play on my Steam Deck.
Yeah.
All right, that's an oddly specific example that I can't relate to because I don't have a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Nor do I want one.
Oh, yeah, me neither. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd want one if I could get one.
So that's a classic thing that my cat loves to do.
Yeah.
And then I love when it does it.
Yeah, but okay, so that's a cat.
Give me something you want Sonic the Hedgehog to do.
Go to the park and play with the other dogs.
Okay. Okay, well, let's role play it. I'll be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hey, Sonic, let's go to the park.
Okay.
We're going to go to the...
Sounds awesome!
We'll go to the dog park. You can hang out with some other pets.
I can't relate to dogs.
Who can you relate to?
I can relate to children. I'm technically, like, you know, 10 years old. I just happen to be a bipedal hedgehog. Where's Tails?
I don't know where Tails is. I've never met Tails.
I miss
Tails.
My friend!
does anybody else find it weird that, like, all of the characters... You've got Sonic the Hedgehog and Amy the Hedgehog.
I think she's a hedgehog.
Rose.
Amy Rose.
Amy Rose and Knuckles the Echidna Rouge the Bat. But Tails is the only one that's not actually called by his name, and because his name is Miles.
Yeah, he's
Miles Prower.
Yeah. But like, why is he called Tails?
So it's just a fun nickname.
Because he's got
two tails.
Yeah.
I would argue that that's bullying, actually, because they're calling him a name based on a physical feature.
Well, yeah, it's like calling, you know, like, I guess like calling, like, you know, big guy, tiny kind of.
Yeah, because you could say the same for Knuckles, but Knuckles doesn't have another name. His name is Knuckles.
His first name is Knuckles, which is a badass name.
They've gone out of their way to point out a feature of Miles. I'm going to call him Miles because I respect
him. Take a stand.
I'm taking a stand. And they're pointing out a feature of his that is unlike Fox's.
Yeah. But maybe he's proud of it.
Yeah.
His two tails.
It's what makes him different.
He doesn't seem proud.
Which
he's cowardly.
Then makes cowardly. My pet a bully.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. So therefore, gotta
try. Where's that piece of shit, Miles Prower? I mean, Tails.
You gotta muzzle him? Like, what are you doing?
I don't want to play with dogs.
Because, like, generally,
I'm not a dog.
If you're,
what are you?
I'm a hedgehog.
Well, do you want to go play with the other hedgehogs?
Well, I'm very clearly different to your Earth hedgehogs.
Well, that's what I mean. Who do you want to play with?
I guess children my own age. Enroll me in a school.
Yeah. Could you just?
You want to go to school?
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm isolated otherwise. You don't know where Miles
is.
I want to learn.
You could play with, like,
I want to get a job.
You want to get a job?
I want to go into finance.
teach your Sonic boy finance.
You could also argue Sonic relates to other humans, but also builds relationships with other humans because he kissed a human woman.
Yeah. I want to kiss a human woman!
Yeah. Again!
Again! I want to kiss another human woman!
You kissed a princess once.
Yeah! I want it again! I got a taste for it!
I hate my pet.
You've fallen into the Jackson problem once again.
Yeah, you're the problem.
It's so awesome.
It's not hard to train Sonic.
If you had a dog that wanted to kiss a human woman.
Uh-huh.
So Brian Griffin.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing, can it talk? Is it sapient?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So it's clearly not a dog.
You're in
it's
a different
something else.
Situation.
Once again, it's speaking like English to me. It knows
you're
English.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes if you love something, it's best to let it go. Goodbye, Sonic. You're free now.
Yeah. He's off to kiss human women. Good luck and God bless Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, it just didn't say. Well, yeah. He didn't have
hard
to train.
Pass, dude.
All right, pass.
You can get out of it with a pass.
You're right. Pass feels good.
Oh, it feels good to just...
Yeah, would hate to get the answer wrong. Pass.
All right,
all
right.
Pass.
You
want to take this? Or okay, you want... I can go. Okay. So
You've
got
to beat two passes.
I would argue that... I'm being very specific here.
Okay, that's fair.
I would argue that Linguini, the human man from Ratatouille, is a pet and is hard to train specifically in cooking because he himself... cannot cook. Instead, he is controlled the entire time by the rat.
That's true. And also,
he can't actually cook. It is Remy who who can cook.
Yeah.
And yes. Remy controls him through pulling his hair. So I would argue that Linguini would be hard to train in cooking because he has never really cooked well in his entire life and rather has just been controlled by
a rat.
And
it doesn't seem like he picked anything up from ratatouille-ing his brain, does it?
Yeah, it's at the end of the film. What is Linguini doing?
He is roller skating around the restaurant and serving food on roller skates.
So he's waiting. He's not making food.
Yeah.
He's the busboy.
He did not learn.
So he didn't learn.
Thing.
Even though anyone can be a chef, as said by his dad.
Not anyone can be a chef. A good chef could come from anywhere. It could be a rat.
Gustavo?
Yeah, Gustavo.
Gustavo being Linguini's dad, is that right?
Possibly, who maybe also had a rat in his head.
Yes, his dad.
So it's kind of like anyone could be a chef or whatever.
A chef can come from anywhere.
A chef could come from anywhere. A chef could even be a rat.
A chef can come from anywhere.
Cook, but not everyone can cook good.
Yeah. So it's like, yes, the rat can cook, but my boy can't.
Yeah.
He didn't get the cooking trick.
Yeah, okay.
The cooking gene was lost.
What do you mean by that, Ruby?
Explain the cooking trick.
Could you please elaborate on the cooking trick?
Okay, I've got a pot of boiling water. I got pasta in one hand.
Now where's the trick?
Now where's his cook trick?
For my next trick.
I want to cook this meal.
If you were the ratatouille, so you would put the pasta into the water, right?
Ta-da!
But if you were Linguini, you would say, where's a rat to help me do this?
Oh, that is the good thing.
Okay, so here's my question with Linguini, right? Yeah. How long, I don't know if we have the stats on this, how long does Ratatouille his brain to cook? Like, how long is he doing that
I
for?
Think it's like a year or something,
so
right?
In a year, where he is watching Ratatouille, like, it's not like he's asleep
whilst
Ratatouille's
making
moves.
Sometimes
he's doing sometimes. But most of the time, he's doing the hand movements. He's cooking, right? Even though he's not controlling himself, he's cooking and he doesn't pick up shit.
Because
that's what
learning...
got me. Like, at the end of the movie, I was expecting Linguini to at least be, like, a second in charge, like, helping out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He is just a busboy.
Has he?
He did not learn.
He learned
Has
nothing.
He gotten worse?
I would argue he's gotten worse.
At the start of the film, he is working in a kitchen,
And crazily, at the start of the film, he makes a soup out of just regular kitchen ingredients so bad people want to throw up. How do you do that out of, like, garlic? And, like,
it's
you're not
going to
make
he
the
was,
best
like,
soup in the world.
He wasn't pissing and spitting in it.
That would be very funny.
And then he got upstaged by a rat. Like,
well, that rat could cook.
And rat could cook. That's a good point.
So, okay, so he can make a bad soup at the start of the
he
film.
He can roller skate.
I would argue that the entire film proves that not only is he hard to train in the act of cooking, he is impossible to train because he couldn't even learn from a rat.
And also, doesn't his hot girlfriend try and train him?
His hot girlfriend is an incredible cook.
She's an incredible cook. She tries to train Linguini to cook, and he still doesn't do it. The rat in his brain does all of the cooking for him.
That's the thing. Like, she shows him. It's quite an intimate thing. But the rat's there the whole time.
The rat's third wheeling their relationship.
Well, sounds like Linguini's third wheeling their relationship.
So that seems like obviously horny for Linguini.
Wait.
Does it make it worse? Because he, like.
Yes.
I don't think I could be horny if I knew there was a rat on my head.
Well, you're friends with the rat.
Well, that's the thing. So the rat controls him by pulling his hair.
Yeah.
So. Does the hat stay on during sex?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've just given to ego death and I'm no longer me, I'm just puppet.
I'm a rat's puppet.
Yeah, I'm a rat's puppet. It's fine. Maybe the rat will fuck her better than I can cook. So who cares?
Or maybe Linguini's just like awesome at eating ass or whatever.
Yeah,
and Ratatouille's like, do you need a hand? And he's like, brother, I got this. keep the rat on the bedside table.
Hat stays off tonight, brother.
But like if you spent a good amount of time in like a 5-star kitchen.
Yeah.
I think at the start it's 3 stars or something like that. Mm-hmm. But like a very high class kitchen being controlled entirely by a rat, and you decided to venture out of being controlled by a rat to have sex with your hot girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you'd lay in bed after it happened and just think, would I have done better if the rat was controlling me?
Of course.
Me?
It would be on my mind.
Yeah.
But I think some element I would be like, would the rat
fuck my wife like a rat fucks another rat.
Yeah. And how does a rat fuck another rat,
yeah, but
Jackson?
A regular rat doesn't cook like a human
yeah,
cooks. Well,
yeah, that's the
that's
thing.
A good point.
Look. He controls uh-huh. Linguini like yeah. a like a human cooking food.
Yeah, he doesn't cook like a rat cooks, I guess. Yeah. But a rat
let that
cook.
Rat cook, am
yeah.
I right?
Yeah, hold up. Hold up, let the rat cook.
But if the rat fucks my girlfriend better than I could fuck my girlfriend, but using me, yeah, is that a problem?
For her, yeah. possibly, if she finds out
I'm
a rat was
wearing a hat, shush! Because she falls in love with Linguini.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, you know, through cooking and everything, like that's a very romantic moment.
His cooking
yeah.
ability.
Yeah, 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 but he can't cook for shit.
And at the end, she's like kind of disgusted, but she's like, I don't really think, it's weak. She doesn't exactly go, so you can't cook?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like, look, it's a whole relationship, but like, you know, basically the foundations are duplicitous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's kind of like, look, in for a pen, in for a pound. Let the rat control my life.
I don't yeah. know how a yeah. human being would react to, babe, I have a secret to tell you.
Yeah.
A rat fucked you with my dick last night.
Wait, so the rat fucked me?
Really? I did, but like my kind of thrusting technique,
yeah.
I'm getting from a certain part of my hair being pulled.
If you think of the rat as a marital aid.
Yeah.
Or, wait, consider this. So like, you know, sometimes during sex, there is a bit of tussling, a bit of turning, a bit of hair pulling.
Yeah.
So do you think Linguini, if he's having sex and uh-huh. hey, going down on a woman
sure.
and the woman pulls his hair, uh-huh. He just like kicks?
Yeah, that's where you have to have a rule with my
just,
my
like,
hand
makes
is my
a salad on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah.
Stirring a soup,
stirring that pussy up. Yeah. Fuck, I got confused.
Oh, I'll let him cook.
Oh, I'll
let him cook.
But yeah, I guess yeah. He's not really being trained by Remy to cook.
Because yeah,
it's kind of like I understand. Like yes, there are many different ways to learn, train.
Yeah.
It's like you know, you learn by doing, you learn by seeing, you learn by all this kind of stuff, and it is Well, he is doing it in a weird way because, you know, he's still actually like going through the motions and he still doesn't pick it up.
He doesn't do it. Yeah.
And he's watching it as well.
Yeah.
To train him, you need to get on his head and pull his hair. That's annoying for yeah. a pet.
But yeah. that's not even training. They're just controlling him.
Yeah.
That would be like,
I guess it's his leash.
That would be like yeah. getting a cat, for example, mm-hmm. holding it up and then like making it walk on its back legs and then saying, my cat can walk.
But then
on
is it like doing that and then getting pissed off that the cat doesn't walk?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When you're right? not, you know, is that
yeah.
a little unfair?
Yeah, it
sounds more like Remy's bit more like a helicopter parent.
Yeah, yeah.
It is cool to pick up a cat and make it walk on two legs, though.
It's so funny to do that, then drop that. The cat and be like, now you do it. You idiot!
My cat sucks.
You know, and Remy never.
But at the same time, uh-huh. the girlfriend
yeah.
did cooking stuff with him.
That is true.
And yeah. he didn't pick it up.
Yeah, it never.
He's
it
a busboy.
But is that because Remy took over? When he was like, he didn't learn because Remy didn't talk him through it. Remy just did it for him.
Or is it yeah. when they opened up the rat restaurant at the end?
don't spoilers.
Don't say anything, but mm-hmm. the restaurant with the rat as a sign uh-huh. is run by a rat. Do you think Linguini was like, all right, let's do this, brother? Mm-hmm. And Remy's like... No. You will not cook. I will not let that boy cook, actually.
Yeah.
Bus boy, little bitch bus boy you are.
Well, I believe... So, Jackson, you've got a very favorite quote of yours, which yeah. I believe was by Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Which is...
she says that if you don't ever want to do anything again, do it badly the first yep. time.
Basically
from
weaponizing...
the simple life.
Weaponizing incompetence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could Linguini be just like, well, I wanted to cook. The first thing I knew, I poisoned a lot of people.
Yeah, he did have a dream of cooking.
And maybe... This is the path of least resistance, right?
Yeah.
I can just sit back, let a rat control me, and be like, oh, no, I can't cut a knife. Oh, shit, oh, it's all flour. No. I can be a busboy.
Yeah.
I can wear my sweet roller skates, fuck around, and be a co-owner of this restaurant.
Yeah, he's
still
raking in the
dough. But also, actually, raking more than that, because what's Remy going to spend money on?
He's a rat.
He's a fucking rat.
Yeah, that's your
well,
buying rat
is,
pants. Yeah.
Going back on what, like, a good point.
Yeah.
Going back on what you said just now about Linguini having a dream to cook, wrong. The only reason Linguini went to that restaurant to get a job was because his mother, who was then dead,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Said,
a real one.
Gave him a special letter and was like, you can get a job at this restaurant.
Yeah, but then he
and
gets
Linguini
a job
was a dropkick.
Yeah, he gets a job doing the bins or whatever.
Yeah.
But then when he's in the restaurant, he sees the soup boiling. And he's like, maybe I'll give it a whack. Maybe I'll give it a try. He tried to make that
soup.
No,
it's because he saw the rat dropping stuff in it. And he's like, oh, brother.
I've got to fix this rat soup.
Yeah. This soup's going to taste like rat, which is bad, apparently.
Mm. Rat soup might be good. I don't know.
We don't know what rats taste like.
I'm honestly shocked you don't know what a rat tastes
I've
like.
I've never had the opportunity.
Yeah.
When are you cooking up a rat?
Yeah. When am I going to a restaurant that's serving rats?
I don't know, dude.
I would love to eat a guinea pig, though, like they do in parts of South America. I think that would be amazing. Looks so delicious. Looks like it'd be such good meat.
See what I mean?
I went to primary school with a guy who was who loved guinea pigs. I think he had one or two, but he was obsessed with guinea pigs, really, really liked them. And then another person in our class showed him a picture of like a cooked guinea pig.
Yeah.
And he got so upset.
Oh, fair enough.
He loved guinea pigs.
Messed up. Yeah, he was really scared.
That poor boy.
I had guinea pigs as a kid. I'd still eat one.
Wow.
One of my guinea pigs.
See what you mean, JP? Yeah. See what you mean?
See, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Everyone was like, oh, whatever. Makes sense. Least fuckable.
I get it.
I don't think that makes someone less fuckable.
I know, I get it. When you said it's because of the things you say and do, I was like, oh.
You're about to have sex with someone and they whisper, I would love to eat a guinea pig.
That'd be funny, honestly. I'd be like, go off, king. Live your truth.
Looks like it would taste like really good chicken.
I've fucked people who have said more heinous things. my standards are, it's not that they're low, it's just that they're strange.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, my sexual exploits unfortunately always involve a podcaster, which is very unfortunate.
Oh, that's grim.
Because it's me. I'm the podcaster.
Oh. Yeah.
So you looked at Jackson and I was like, oh, is it because he's there?
Yeah, it's because I'm
every
there.
Time?
Jackson! What? Why are you always in
oh,
the room?
Oh, sorry. You're ruining this for me.
I got lost. On the way to my house.
We don't live close. Intentionally. Just stop this.
I'm so sorry, dude. Well, then go. Yeah. You're sitting down. My feet are tired.
So,
why are you making a cup of tea?
Because I brought the
why
kettle
is there a kettle in my bedroom?
I'm sorry. I'll go get you a cup. Fuck.
And the girl is there. It's just like,
I'll bring two cups.
I'm so sorry, I didn't even see you there.
I just thought Joel was doing something weird.
I thought he was fucking his bed or whatever. I'm so sorry.
Why does this keep happening?
Don't know, dude.
Hard to say. All right.
Good choice.
In conclusion,
choice.
I'm right.
Yeah, in conclusion, yeah. Well done.
You've definitely beaten both passes.
Yeah, that was the first non-pass of the episode. Yep, brave. Yep.
You have to bring us home. Presumably, an excellent answer from our good friend Joel Zammit.
I'm gonna put forward Garfield.
Oh, hates Mondays.
Hates Mondays,
love lasagna. Lazy as shit.
Yeah. Kicks a dog.
Hates a dog.
And hates normal.
Hates normal.
Thinks
dude.
It's
hates
funny John. When you drink dog cum.
That was incidental. I mean, he thinks it's funny, but he had nothing to do with it.
I don't think he did that. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he can. Because it would be cat cum.
Also, I got to assume, Zab, if you're raising Garfield, you're not giving him lasagna because you shouldn't give a cat lasagna. So
that's
he hates
true.
You.
Yeah. Are you imagining that you're John?
Are you Mickey Mouse?
If I say I am John, do I have to drink the dog cum? Because there's a lot of there's really this question.
It's
really.
Implied that you've already done
dog cum is in your past.
No, that I'm not John in the slightest.
So John has died.
Thank
Christ. Garfield to
he
you.
Choked to death on dog cum. He got a taste after.
Well, that's the thing. He got pregnant from drinking the dog cum. But because, like, the thing is, it's a whole cup of dog cum. Yeah. So that's a lot of dogs. So he actually, what happened
too many
was
babies.
He got pregnant with so many puppies and then exploded.
Yeah.
But all those puppies lived.
What did they say?
Isn't that beautiful?
All 101 Dalmatians.
What does Sonic famously say about dog cum, dude? That's how you get puppies.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Sonic's famous quote about dog cum and puppies.
Sonic
can't have puppies without dog cum.
You can't have puppies without dog cum.
Yeah.
Okay, so Garfield, lazy.
Yeah. Garfield, lazy. First up, is a cat. Cat, hard to train.
Yeah.
I'm already starting base hard.
Yeah,
look,
true,
apparently
fair.
You can train cats. Apparently there are things that you can do.
My
you
friend can make her cat sit.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And give paw and speak.
Mm-hmm. What is it? How does it sound when she says speak?
Meep.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Hi, it's me, your cat. I'm your cat. I'd love lasagna. I hate Monday.
My cat sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Hey, I'm your cat. How you doing?
I raised my cat on nothing but Bobcat Goldthwait CDs.
Cat, speak, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Good.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, great. Yeah.
So yes, I understand that. Yes, cats can be trained. Yeah. I have two cats.
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I already have good example of not training a cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they are arguably better than Garfield.
Well, yeah. None of them like to smoke pipes, and Garfield loves to smoke a pipe.
Yeah.
Plus, imagine how unsettling, because Garfield stands bipedally like a human being. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How scary to come into your kitchen and see him standing on the bench.
Yeah.
And he also loves smoking to stand on the bench.
Yeah.
And he drinks coffee sometimes too.
He
right?
does.
Because I have a hat of him drinking coffee.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, my parents' dog drinks coffee. And that's fine.
It shouldn't.
He loves a latte.
Why? How does...
Well, dogs can drink a puppuccino.
This isn't a puppuccino. This is straight up latte. Yeah,
well, what happens is my parents have a coffee. Yeah. This is how they found out. So they had a coffee and then they just put it like in the back of the car or whatever, like the finished. And then whiskey, my parents' dog just got his nose in there and just licked all the coffee up. And then he was fine. And then he just got a taste for it. And so now he just sometimes
jones in for a
coffee. He just has a coffee or whatever.
Well, like, do they make a third coffee for whiskey?
No, but they, you know, like if there's a little bit of coffee left in the glass or whatever, he just has it.
Does the dog also like reading the paper in the morning?
Yeah.
Like fetches the paper, but then just opens it up with its morning coffee and reads it.
You know.
So that's what the business is looking like these days.
Nari really smoking a nari.
Your parents' dog, Gromit.
How does he feel about cheese? Hates it, but his owner loves it.
Yeah. And the wrong trousers.
How does he feel about penguins disguised as chickens?
He's never met one.
Has he got a prized gourd of some sort?
Not that I know of.
Does he have an enemy dog?
No, he hasn't met many dogs.
What's his dog's name again?
Whiskey.
That's great.
Yeah, he's a good dog.
Why wouldn't he drink whiskey?
Well, I don't know. It's probably, I don't know if it's worse to give a dog whiskey or coffee.
Yeah.
Probably whiskey.
Probably whiskey, I'd argue.
Yeah. My cat drank whiskey once.
Why did it do
that? Well, I was having a whiskey and then like I put it on the floor because it jumped on me.
Yeah.
And then it like, you know, then jumped off me. But then it landed in my whiskey on its back paw. And I'm like, no! And I grabbed like, my whiskey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah! Oh, it's still fine. It's good.
Yeah,
and
it's just
I
cat food.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like I it's kept just drinking.
Cat
what I
fur or whatever. Yeah,
but then I noticed that she was there licking her foot.
Oh no!
And I'm like, cheers.
Hey.
Which cat?
Tiramisu.
That is not the cat I expected.
I was imagining kimchi too.
Yeah.
See, booze cat. You'd always expect an orange cat to do silly things because that's the Garfield move.
That's true. Big Garfield energy to drink whiskey.
Yeah. But last it was the other one.
What would you want Garfield to do?
Normal cat stuff, and you'll be upset that it's doing
to
bad
love
cat
Mondays?
Stuff.
Yeah, love Mondays. Well, first off, not know the days of the week. You shouldn't know the days of the week,
why
cat.
Why does Garfield hate Mondays? Garfield doesn't have a job.
Yeah, I know.
No, well,
oh,
maybe.
Because John goes away to his job on Mondays.
Oh, that's sad.
And he
what
secretly
John
loves John.
Yeah.
John.
He's a dog cum taster.
Quality control.
Like he tests dog cum to make sure it's good.
Now, I looked into this once because I also thought that. I was like, why does he hate Mondays so much? I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, because he's John, he's at the weekend, he spent time. Yeah. And he's at... No. It's like childhood trauma.
Oh, my God. You got a harder job than detraining him. Detraining him?
Untraining
him? Making
him
love Mondays. Yeah, untraining him to hate Mondays, I guess.
By
childhood trauma, it's... On Mondays, he was forced to eat leftovers as a kitten.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Are they fattening him up to eat him? Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Because they're going to go to work.
Yeah, he doesn't like leftovers. He loves fresh, warm lasagna. Therefore, the reason he eats Mondays is because Mondays are when he, at least as a kitten, was forced to subsist on leftovers.
Well, also,
it's not they're forcing him to eat. They just
leftovers
like,
is fine.
You got leftovers.
Leftovers are good.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to eat leftovers.
I really just don't understand why they're not feeding this cat food.
Maybe, he likes lasagna.
I think this would all be solved if he was fed cat food from the get go.
Because they make him a full lasagna to eat. It's not like John has any.
Yeah.
Well, look, so maybe the cat is fussy.
Yeah. Lasagna is a lot of food for a guy.
It's a lot of cheese.
And that's why he's a fat guy.
A lot of lazy.
He's lazy because he's tired. he's sick
from all the cheese.
Yeah. I don't think cats are supposed to have that much cheese.
And he's angry all the time because he's kicking Odie off the bench.
Yeah.
And yelling
and he
at
hates
Nermal.
Odie.
Yelling at the spiders. He does that too.
Yeah.
And Nermal's actually quite nice.
Yeah, Nermal's a lovely
little bit annoying at times. Like, but that's just the Scrappy Doo effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck Scrappy Doo.
Yeah, way less annoying than Scrappy
Doo. Way less annoying than Scrappy Doo.
Scrappy Doo's a piece of shit.
But Nermal just wants to be friends with Garfield.
Yeah. Garfield's a piece of
shit. So again, it'd be like, okay, thing to train Garfield, I'd like this cat to get along with the other animals in this house.
Mm.
How am I doing that?
Yeah. It's not how I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially because another trick, right, is like
you'll make your cats bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll all be on the bench.
They'll be on the... Oh, yeah. Oh, if Garfield's on the bench, I'm on the bench, and now they're all smoking a pipe eating lasagna.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when the fuck they learn how to use the oven?
How come they
I struggle!
Also, your cat... Like, Garfield talks to Odie and Nermal, but in thought bubbles.
Yeah.
So you don't know what... You know your cats will be saying something to each other.
Yeah. So it's... Okay, so it's a...
Dad drank dog cum. Okay, that's what they're saying.
Great. It has telepathy.
But you...
Good.
Would you be able to tell? I guess your cats would just be staring at each other.
It's like when you're at an Italian restaurant and you've ordered the most basic dish on the menu and then the two Italian men who work there say something in Italian to each other that implies that you're a fool.
Yeah.
You have no taste.
That's what your cats...
What did you order?
Spaghetti bolognese, obviously.
That is entree size as well, just...
They're just regular. And I asked for extra parmesan and also parmesan on the side.
Tell me what the jobs the two men who work here do. One's cook, one's front of house.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a small restaurant.
Family run.
Family of two, just the two guys?
No, there's no guys. It's in the back.
You said there were two men in the restaurant.
Yeah, this was obviously a real life example, which is asked why Ruby ordered what Ruby ordered.
Oh, I see.
And presumably what happened here was one of the two Italian men took your order. And then you watched that Italian man walk up to the kitchen and then say something in Italian to the other Italian man that was cooking your food.
And yeah, and I assumed it was negative about me.
Is it because they shook their head and said, Mamma Mia?
Yeah, and they pointed at me and they went.
They did the rude gesture.
Yeah, gave you the kiss at that.
Yeah. And then they grabbed my head and kissed me. And then the other one shot me in the head with a gun.
But they got from the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll happen. But that's on them for putting, delicious spag bol on the menu.
Yeah, I always get spaghetti. Spaghetti's delicious.
Spaghetti bolognese is delicious.
It's a great meal.
We should get Italian tonight.
Yeah, let's get Italian food.
Yeah, let's get spaghetti. Yeah. Well, yeah, Garfield will be hard to try.
Yeah, I agree. Why don't we pick something good?
I don't know.
Or bad, I guess, to do. You know what I mean.
Zammit wins?
I'm with Team Linguini.
Yeah.
Raising a man that sucks.
Yeah, that is hard.
So much that his mom died.
Yeah.
And his dad wasn't there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just failing as a parent.
Yeah, and that sucks.
Failing as a parent and then passing the responsibility onto a rat who also fails so much so that he has to control him.
Whoa.
Yeah. The rat does a better job than you because you die. And then the rat lives and then opens a restaurant.
Yeah. It's kind of like a reverse Stuart Little in a way.
A rat adopted a guy.
Yeah.
Stuart Little, on the other hand, would be very easy to train.
Yeah.
But it's also the question of, is he a pet or is he a child?
Well, I think what I would be scared of with Stuart Little is I might just lose him. He's very small.
If I were a child in an adoption center and I saw a family pick up the rat and say, you're coming home with us, I would be so upset.
I would be upset because I didn't even realize the rat was a kid.
Yeah. Like, maybe they have, like, I don't know, one bedroom apartment and they just needed a pet.
I assume like, oh, I'm an orphan and times are tough and these orphanages, they're not getting a lot of money into them, so there's probably rats around.
Yeah.
But...
Or like maybe like the orphanage doesn't have enough kids to adopt out, so they've started dressing rats up like kids.
People won't notice. And this one family did notice, but they didn't care.
They got tricked.
They were like, well, we've got a little car that we can put him in, so like, it's all good.
This will be great for all of your doll pants, honey. Finally, we'll have something to do with them because you refuse to buy dolls.
Yeah, and as a kid, you'd be like, maybe they just want to trial like something because that rat's going to die like
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
True. That's a good point.
And then, a month and a half, they'll be back for me.
Yeah, and it helps that the rat can talk, right?
Yeah. Linguine is the hardest one. Ruby wins.
Yeah, Ruby wins.
Yay!
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And I've also been Joel, but also I'm Ruby.
And Ruby, where can we find you?
You can find me on the website that I write for, Kotaku Australia, or on Twitter, at RubyInnis, or in the deepest, darkest, and most slimiest parts of your mind.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. That's bad for us. We got some real slimy, deep, dark places in our mind.
And I'm there going, woohoo!
Hang on. Oh, you are there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Really think about it.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm putting my arms up in the air. I'm going, wow!
You're having a great time.
I love this slime!
Yeah.
Really, that's nice.
Really inception this, huh?
Yeah.
Really,
huh.
Oh, wow.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.